I came from a lineage known as Nyingma tradition in Tibetan Buddhism. And this tradition has a teaching and a practice known as Dzogchen. Perhaps many of you are familiar with it. The word Dzogchen. I don't identify myself as a Dzogchen teacher. Usually I don't tell people that I teach Dzogchen. And there is this idea in the Dzogchen tradition. Tsolwa may be Dhamma, effortlessness, awareness, or effortless mindfulness. The Dzogchen teaches that this is a not only meditation, but perhaps the highest form of meditation. James gave already very clear and inspiring guidance on that awareness, the effortless awareness. I don't have to offer another set of guidance on that meditation. And usually when I offer guidance on the meditation, I try to recite verses and quotations. How synchronous it is that James quoted Shabkarba, who is my all-time hero. He was a great man. Not only he was a poet, excellent Dharma master, but he was a renunciate. He was somebody who demonstrated his enlightenment through action, through way of life. I often read his Dohas, the Songs of Realization, and also Longchenpa's. Longchenpa's another extraordinary mystic and the Dzogchen master. Let me recite this verse from Longchenpa. This would be a very good way for me to explain the idea of effortless awareness. Even the James gave such a clear, very non-conceptual in many ways, explanation on effortless awareness. I was enjoying listening to his meditation guidance and felt that I reached somewhere inside me that is very peaceful. Longchenpa said, do not alter. Do not alter your mind. Do not grasp. Do not grasp at your mind. The more you try to alter your mind, the more it gets obscured. And then the essential truth is veiled. And he's a explaining the effortless awareness in this verse. He's saying that there's this effortless awareness, and that comes into being when you don't do anything. When you let go for a while, all your mental effort, such as analyzing, exerting effort in order to arrive at a particular state of your consciousness, or trying to experience a spatial state of mind such as bliss, clarity, and no thoughts. In the old days, it was quite a prevailing tendency among many meditators in trying to achieve those particular states of mind. And many people have been trying to achieve like bliss and clarity and no thought, because in these states of mind have certain kind of appeal or magic. And then when we just rest and let go of all our effort, even our attention for a while, and then whatever you like to call the insight, satori, or dokpa in Dzogchen tradition means realization, will come to you. And somewhere I read this famous anecdote. This arhat was sitting in the perfect meditation posture. At the same time, an army of monkeys, 500 monkeys, was traveling, and they came across this arhat, this enlightened one meditating. They all imitated this arhat. In the end, they all became enlightened. So the idea is that sometimes you don't have to do so much. You just have to sit in the perfect posture. And James beautifully spoke about the ways to enter into the perfect posture and feeling that you are majestic, your alignment with the great mountains. So you feel there is a sense of a dignity inside you, strength. And you feel that you are rooted in the some kind of even divine ground within yourself. And in the same time you can feel that ease and the realization. Then also the Dzogchen tradition talks about resting in the natural state of your mind. This is very helpful teaching, because the moment you hear the word awareness, you may have lots of expectations and even a lot of wild fantasies by thinking that awareness is some kind of very spiritual, sublime state of consciousness, like samadhi. This is quite natural, I used to think that awareness is an extraordinary, sublime state of consciousness. And when we have this kind of idea about awareness, and then when we meditate, we often are trying to get into altered state of mind. And also we tend to reject the ordinary experiences. And here, Longchen Baza is saying that don't reject anything. There's nothing to reject. Whatever is arising right now in your body, in your mind, don't reject any of them. And sometimes there's this idea, the same flavor, rochikpa, same flavor. The idea is that you treat everything same in your own awareness. You treat nirvana, samsara, same. And you treat bliss same as pain. And you treat love same as anger. In the same way you treat anger as love. Maybe you are having right now amazing state of mind, like opening your heart and feeling that you are awakening to infinite within yourself. Or maybe you're feeling quite ordinary, being a little bit sleepy, tired, having a spasm in your back, or a pain in your stomach, or maybe some ordinary thoughts, thinking about what lunch they are going to serve. So it's not like that. Your thoughts, your concerning what lunch they're going to serve here is not less, not worse than having some kind of religious experience, like opening to the infinite within. And so here we don't reject anything. And we continue sitting in that posture. We call it perfect posture, which James explained beautifully. And then in the beginning, we may have this sense of separation between observer and the observation as well as to be observed. The moment you sit and you see there is observer inside you, you may feel that you are the observer, and naturally you feel that you're observing all this myriad display of the phenomenon world, the colors, shapes, the sounds, the rising thoughts, the disappearing thoughts, the gap between thoughts. And then maybe there's a part of you are sometimes even naming those thoughts and experiences. But if you continue to just rest in not some kind of exalted state of mind, but the natural state of your mind, and then Sono Ledger, the observers, this feeling of being observer will dissolve. The observer goes away. So let me go back and to explain the natural state of your mind. Longchenpa said, meditate. Actually, he didn't say even meditate. He said, abide in the natural state of your mind. The natural state of your mind is already here. If you leave your mind alone as it is, and then that is the natural state of your mind. Just like if you leave the water alone, the water becomes pristine, because the nature of water is a pristine. Whereas if you try to sometimes clear away the muddy water by stirring it, it gets more polluted. When you leave the water alone, eventually it becomes pristine on its own. Mind is just like that. If you leave mind as it is, don't try to purify it. Don't try to even meditate. Don't try to alter it. And then eventually you will recognize that there is this natural state of your mind, the uncontrived state of your mind. The Karma Lampa, the Tibetan Lama who revealed this famous text, the Tibetan Book of Dread, he said, this unobstructed, pristine, present mind is the primordial Buddha. So if you leave your mind right now as it is, even this present mind, without trying to meditate, trying to alter it, just leave as it is. And then you'll find that you're already resting in the natural state of your mind. And then continue to abide in that, sooner or later, the sense of observer dissolves. Then there's only this pure awareness, and where you will intuitively realize that you are this pure awareness, you are this infinite, you are this Anbon Buddha, the Dharmakaya. I know this whole idea of the infinite within, or the Dharmaka, the Anbun Buddha, can sound sometimes very abstract. The idea of Tathagatagarbha can be quite abstract. The idea of a Buddha nature. And sometimes we may never understand those ideas by intellectualizing. Instead, if you just rest in this nausea state of your mind, and not an intellectual understanding, but the intuitive realization will arise on its own. James and I are offering our own experience and teachings. We are holding the space. We are being only catalyst. But you are invited here today to go inside and abide in that natural state of your mind. At some point, maybe you're going to have a moment of having that intuitive understanding, and that you are this pure awareness. You are this indescribable truth. And that goes beyond birth and the death. That has no color, has no shape, no personal history. That is unbounded to any conditions, birth, death, meeting, and separation. And that goes beyond all your egoic identities as male, female, good, bad, perfect, and imperfect. But when I say these things, it can sound very abstract. I'm going to let you to discover the truth. So please make vow and a commitment to this inward journey. I want to ask everybody to hold this commitment that you're going to be here today with your body and with your whole heart. Let go of all your expectations, your hopes. Just continue to abide in this natural state of your mind. And have a trust, have a faith, have trust that somehow you're going to realize this truth within yourself. And somehow you're going to wake up. Buddha often talked about how important it is to have the trust. He said, without trust, we won't get anywhere. Maybe this is a moment to hold that trust. Trust that you're going to wake up Samtam today. Did you discover already the natural state of your mind? If you try to get there, of course, that's the best way to push it away. Or don't try to do anything to your mind right now. Don't try to manipulate your mind to get there. Just leave your mind as it is. Stay in this perfect posture, and then you are already in the natural state of your mind.